We are sending Shinto's love to see if you may let us just start the lesson of the Mechaber. Hanaita Praloitis Uchayate Bo Shintes Vov Sif Yud Beis. Hanaita Praloitis Uchayate Bo. A person is hanging up a Praloitis. And the Shitas Rambam is that when one is Naita a Praloitis, in order that this should be permissible, one needs chutim. This is only permissible ayyidei chutim. So we're speaking about, we have chutim, and we're noita poreches, tzorech lizoel shleyasa oyel b'shoshe noita. But when he's hanging up this poreches, he has to be careful that when he's hanging up this poreches can bend over, and in the process of his hanging this up, so he's making an oil tefach. And the oil tefach, even though there are chutim, but chutim only help by an oil poches mi tefach. That's we had in Sifu Talus Kule Shele Chutim, Mutal in Taisa, Mutal Apolka. And the whole heta was because there was an oil poches mitefas. But here, in this procedure of hanging up the poreches, he might make unintentionally, but that's how it will be. He will make an oil tefach, and an oil tefach chutim does not help. So therefore, so therefore we're saying Hanoita Poroches Hiyote Batsoich Lizoir Shloyasa Oyel Bishosh Hanoita. And while he shouldn't make an oil when he's hanging up this Poroches, Lefichach Hemi Poroches G'daylam Taylin Oiso Shnayim, so two people should hold the Poroches Bishas to hang it up. And with two people, he will be capable of hanging up this poroches without making an oil tefach. Avol echad also, one person, it is a psik reisha we mentioned last week, that the hanging up a large poroches, you will have to make an oil tefach b'shas asiyah, and chutim do not help on an oil tefach. Vim hoiso kilo sheyesh lagag. Now, if he is hanging up a kilo sheyesh lagag, ein moisrin oiso vafilo asoho. Here, that means we just said that a poriches, the problem can be solved through two people. If two people hang up a poriches, they can avoid making an oil tefach. But v'im hoisa kilo sheyesh logag. But if this is the hanging up a canopy, sheyesh logag, that it has an oil, ein moischin vafilu asoro, one cannot spread out this kilo, even 10 people. That means the Mechaber is saying, by a poreches, with two people, we can solve the situation. And by a kilo, even we have 10 people, it cannot be spread out. She evshel, because it is impossible, shelo tigbe ma'at mi'al ha'oretz b'seyosa oyel aroi. It is impossible by spreading out this kila that there should not become an oyel aroi. So we have to know what the case is and what we are talking about, which is in itself very difficult. Just let us say the first line in the Bir Aloche, קילו שיש לו גג, הנה כמה אחרינים נזקשו בביורי מי כלומר. But what is the Mahaba talking about? What is he saying? And the Bira Loche has a shtickle mahalach, his own mahalach, and now let us first say how the Bir HaLocha learned, and then we'll try a little to understand what he is saying. Kilo Hainu Yiriya, this is like a curtain, a large piece of material, Kusa Milamaila Aleza Dova, it is spread out. Vinasis Kain Talis Kefula Shabiano Besifiot. This is like a talis kefula. Umayrig shekoru cholechut emeshicha meboidyoim. So this kilo has chutim that meboidyoim. So I'll komponim before we try to analyze the case, but let us just figure out what we know so far. We have here a kilo that has chutim, and the formula is, if whatever I am doing, there will only come about a oil toches mitafach, then chutim are a tufa, then chutim will help the situation. If what I want to accomplish, it is impossible to accomplish, there will zicher come about an oil tefach, so then chutim do not help. That is the formula we had till now, and that is what the Mechaber is saying over here. Umayri shekoruch ala chutim mishichem miboidyoim. We have chutim, just like before we endum yedah poroiches tayibo mikore. The tzorech ledas a Rambam sheyia lakoruch chut miboidyoim, uchanal besifiyot. So we are speaking about that there were chutim. So he says, so why will chutim not help over here? Because whatever he wants to do, there will come out to be a oil tefach. Hainu sheyia al koponim hagag roichim tefach. There will come out a gag of a roichim tefach. So memeile. So if by making this kilo, a gag of a roichim tefach will come about, alay time alone, b'chos kenech shagag grochav harbe, v'yein lo lamay lo roichim tefach, if there wouldn't have been a roichim tefach, alay time alone, demuta lefarsa lekulama, shikoch elechuta mishichem b'boidyay, but since there will be a roichim tefach, that is why the chutim don't help, and that is the v'chein. That is that is the similarity. He's saying that the way the similarity is to the previous day. Now, she evsha, not saloima. The loy name of Heicho, Shakilo Hirichovo. We have a very wide kilo. Shekol Echod Yikshir Rak Zovis Akilo Lak Solim. We have here a large kilo, and we have here 10 people who want to work together to spread out this kilo. And what are they going to do? Shekol echod yikshir rak zovis hakilo lahaksolim. That each one is going to attach a corner of the kilo to the walls. Vinisha emsa hakilo munah ala kaker, and the middle of the kilo will be lying on the kaker or on the bed. Ve'ein shame oil oleho. Kamash malon. Now let us just try to understand a little what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. We are speaking about these people do not want to spread a canopy over a bed, and then there's an oil tefach. That's also. That is also. So we are speaking about that these people want to spread this canopy. Mamish, I saw in the Sefer, he says, Vita Shulchan, the same shout on the Mishnah Berurah. They want to spread this kila mamish over the bed. And he is going to creep underneath the kila and to sleep underneath the kila. But the kila is over the bed. So he doesn't want the tequila should be mile over the bed in the oil tefach. The tequila be mamish on the bed. And we have, but somehow we have to attach this tequila that it should be supported. It's not going to rest on him. So what they want to do, they're going to take the edges of this tequila and they're going to attach it to the walls, and you're going to have 10 people attaching it to the walls surrounding the counter or surrounding the bed. And what the Mechaber find, that's what they want to do, but they want it to rest on the bed. But the Mechaber is saying this process, what they want to do, during this process, during this process of attaching the kila to the wall, in order that it should lie flush on the bed, during this process, it will be impossible that there should not be, during this process, an oil tefach. After they finish, could mean there's no problem. But just like the first case we have, when one person was spreading out a poroides, so we said one person is not allowed to spread it out because by one person spreading it out, there will be an oil in the process of hanging up the poroides. And therefore it's also, even though they're chutim, because chutim do not help by an oil tefach. So here we have a second case. Perhaps we can't picture the case properly, but we have a second case. We have 10 people who want to spread out this kila over a bed, and when it's over the bed, it's mamish lying over the bed or over the cock, and there's no oil tefach. But during this procedure of spreading it out, during this procedure, the zikha will be a time and an oizen that they will be making an oil tefach, and therefore one is not permitted to do it. That is more or less the gist of this halacha. I only can say I saw in the Mishnah halachas, he asks, he doesn't understand. The lashon of the Mechaber would seem as follows. When we speak about a poroides, we say that one person cannot hang up a poroides, and that we understand very well, because why, you have a large poroides, and one person will hang it up. So in the process, during the process of hanging it up, there will be a oil tefach. So he says, therefore, one person should not hang up a poroides. The eighth is two people, they're both holding the precious on the top, hanging it up. I could avoid making an oil. Now, the flow of the Mechaber is, but by this case of kilo, a fellow 10 people will want to spread out this kilo. There will be an oil tefach, whatever, that's how it's going to be, so if you're not allowed to make this kilo. So he just asked the pertinent question. It seems that there's a chiddush in 10 people. One person, the zikah, would be an oil tefach. So he says, he thinks If one person would be doing everything, perhaps he could avoid making an oil. You have 10 people lifting it up somehow and connecting it to the wall together, then perhaps you can understand there is an oil pepper. One person, he says, L'chayr, if he's going to do, go all around and attach this to the wall, so he thinks you'd avoid making an oil pepper. Then from the lashon of the mechaber, it would seem, so he doesn't understand this. We also don't understand this. But on Kabbalah, a little of what the Mishnah Berurah means to say, we can understand. Now let us go further. See if you gimel. Beged sheshoyten al pi achovis lachasais. A person takes a beged, and he has a large barrel, and for all practical purposes, let's say there's wine in the barrel, and he wants to cover this barrel. Lo yishtechenu al panei kulay. He should not spread out this beged on the complete barrel. Don't cover it completely. Mishum oil, because he's making an oil, Elo yaniach tas mimeno megula. Now, when he's spreading out this beged on this large barrel, he should not cover it completely. He should leave over a chelik of the barrel uncovered. We don't know too, we don't understand too much yet, but let's just go. That is the halacha. Vahani mili, that's what the halacha is, that he's mechuyev to leave over and not to cover the complete barrel. Vahani mili shehakuva perish kli chaseiro tefach. That means this barrel, it is not filled to the top. There is a tefach from the top of the barrel till when the wine starts, there's a tefach, and then there's a barrel with wine, and or maybe other liquids, and then the law is, he should not cover the barrel completely. Aval im eino chaseiro tefach, muta the ein kan oyo. Now, let's the things we can understand. Let us mention them. So the Baal, the Mahabra, saying like this, if we would have a barrel that is completely full, and he puts a beged over the barrel, he wants to cover the barrel, there's no shaila whatsoever, because from the beged till the wine level, there is less than a tefach, so there's no oil. There's no oil, shalom yourself, no problem. So we are speaking about that this barrel is not completely full, and there is a tefach from the wine level, the water level, till the beged. Now there is an oil. So in order to avoid making an oil, don't cover it completely, and then shalom yourself. There are many difficult points we have to discuss, but this is what the Mechaber said. So, Kabon, we know the halacha of what the Mechaber said. Now we have to... Well, let's first see what the Mechaber says. We have to first see what the Mechaber said, what the Mishmur, how the Mishmur explains the Mechaber. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Va'af al gav the shori lahachzir hakdeira al gabi kiro. The halacha is, if I have a kiro, kiro is a type of a oven, there's an opening on it, and the oven has walls on it, there's walls, four walls, there's an opening on top. And I take a pot, and I take the pot, and I put it over the whole of the kira. I have here four walls, and the hole, and they put a pot on top of it. So the halach is, if we won't speak about any bishul dikishailas, there's no flame anymore, whatever it is. So al a shaila of oil, there's no shaila whatsoever of an oil, because we'll see in a minute. But then there's no shaila of an oil. Why not? Va'af al bi rav al gab the shoyla hazir hakdeira al gabi kira. One is permitted. There's an opening in the kira. There are four walls. There's an opening on top. And I take a pot and cover this opening. V'loy chayshinan mishum oil. And the reason is oil va'mechitzos kvar asuyos. That means we had learned the beginning of the simon. The Mishnah Berurah gave us guidelines that there are two cases of an oil. One case of an oil is that he wants that the oil should be mayo, should cover, should be megin the area underneath. In that case, we don't need mechitzas, we don't need anything, we'll have four posts, and I'll take a mat, and I'll put the mat on top of the four posts, and I want to be underneath the mat to protect myself from the sun. I made an oil. And if I only am doing it for a temporary period of time, that's an oil, that's also midarabonim. The intent of the oil is to be mild, to protect that which is underneath. But if my intent is, let's say I'm going to put a sheet over a bed. The bed is here already. I'm going to put a sheet over the bed. So the reason I'm putting the sheet over the bed is not to be mild underneath. The reason is I want the sheet is being put on for a sheba to sleep on. So then if the mechitzas were here already from before, I'm not making mechitzas, I'm just making an oil, so then this is permissible. If I'm making mechitzas plus an oil, then the din is we have to make a shinui. So then you have to hold up the sheet first, and then you bring it under the mechitzas, and then it's permissible. But for them, because I'm making mechitzas plus an oil, then it has to be a shinui. It has to be milamayla lamato. But if the mechitzas were here from before, and the reason I'm covering this area is not l'shem oil, I'm covering it because I want the pot under that. So mamela, so then there's no problem whatsoever. So now, Va'av al gav de shori laharzir akdeiro al gabi kiro. Now he's asking Akasha. First, we have to understand what is the problem over here. One is permitted to take a pot and put the pot over a hole al gabi kiro. V'loy chayshinon mishem oil. And there's no chash of an oil. Hoyel va mechitzos kvar asuyes. The mechitzos were here already. Uba oyel koze she'ein kavon nosei lo oyel. He doesn't have any kavon to make an oyel. Ela shememela nasa ein osa elim yasa mechitzos gamke. Uchenal besiv gimel v'mishne bura. So memela, if I don't have any intent to make an oyel, and I don't make mechitzas, there's no problems. So now the Mishnah Berurah is going to ask a kasha, so why do I have a problem over here? Now, why do you have a problem over here? So when he asks this kasha, so l'chayre, it's very difficult to understand the kasha. Good morning. Over there by Akira, or by a bed, I'm putting the pot over the hole. What is the reason why I'm doing it for? I don't want to cover the area underneath the pot. I want to put the pot there for whatever reason. So I have no intent to make an oil. So there, the whole issue is only if you make mechitzas also on Shabbos. So there, but if you don't make mechitzas, there's no problem. Here, he's covering the barrel. Why is he covering the barrel? That the contents and the barrels should be covered. So here, this is, so we have to understand the Mishnah Berurah's kasha. So he's asking a kasha, what is this different than a kizeh? Oh, is there a difference? There's a tremendous difference. The kizeh, I'm not putting it to be an oil on the area underneath. And here I'm putting the baguette over the barrel to be mile over the barrel. Just like if I'll put a screen over the carriage that the mosquitoes shouldn't go and bite the baby inside the carriage, so that I'm making an oil. So here also, I don't want that the foreign objects should come into the contents of the barrel. So here, I want to be mild. So we have to understand the Mishnah Berurah's kasha. He's asking the kasha. But let us just put this on hold and let's go further. So, but he asked the kasha, "Bo'oil kozeh she'en kavanosi lo'il elish meila nasei no'osom yasa mechitzes." Yes, lo'ima. So the Mishnah Berurah had a kasha, which we don't appreciate, but he said the tenets. "Ho'il va'kuvo rechovo yoiser midai." This kuvo, this barrel, is very wide. Much wider than a bed, much wider than a kizeh. Nase ko'il. So then it becomes an oil because it is very wide. Now we have to understand the terrace also. We have to understand the kash, we have to understand the terrace. Well, let's just go a little further. All the fees, ma she kosem shulchan aruch chovis. It says a barrel, so don't learn the Shulchan Aruch means any barrel. Any barrel, there won't be problems. It's a very wide barrel, and a very wide barrel of filo. The intent is not loyal, it's also wasa. This is a kasha which we don't understand, and a tenets which we don't understand. So let us try to explain a little, first the kasha, and then the tenets. So I saw the Sefer Revida Shulchan. He brings down the Ksoisa Shulchan that says he doesn't understand. Well, what's the problem? He's putting it down for an oil. I'm putting it down for an oil to cover the wine. So what's the kasha? So he wants to say a Murdike Kiddush. He wants to say, could be the whole concept of an oil was only said by Balei Chaim. That means I'm making an oil to protect Balei Chaim, people, animals. That is a din of oil. But if the purpose of the oil is to protect Chafetzim, here I have wine inside, there's no din of oil whatsoever. That's what the Ksoisa Shulchan wants to say, but he says it's a doichik. But that's one mahalach to understand if we accept such a hakdome that the concept of oil is only applicable by Balei Chaim. So now we understand the kasha. It's not an oil. That's one way. The Revid HaShulchan wants to say as follows. The translation of an oil is I'm making a roof today that the area underneath I should be able to use it. it's irrelevant what is underneath. But I'm making the roof to be able to use this area underneath. Just like there is a protection of a dire, that a person makes a roof enabled to live in this area, so he wants to protect themselves. So if I'm making a roof to use this area, that is called an oil. The purpose is shimush. The purpose is to use an area. To cover something that is not called, I want to make this area usable. I want this should be covered. There's a kisui and an oil. That's what he wants to say. A component will try to understand there are two concepts. He says the inyan is not if it's balei chayim or not balei chayim. That means if I have I want this room to be used to store eggs here, and the sun will come into the room, so I put an oil over the room. The purpose of the oil is that I should be able to use this room for storage. That is called shimush. Here, by a barrel, it's not called I'm using the area. It's considered I have something in this chavis, and I am covering that what is in this. That does not have a shame oil, that has a shame kisui. That is how he wants to explain it. Al-Kaponim, what we can understand, but Al-Kaponim, we see one thing, that covering this chavis for some reason is not called an oil, either because of the ksais ha-shulchan, because it only applies if I want to protect balei chayim, people or animals, or if we'll say this for him, that an oil is only called if I want to cover an area to make it usable. That's called an oil. I want to make this area usable. Here, I don't want to use the barrel. There's wine in the barrel. I just want to cover it that nothing should fall in. So, Mamela, that is called a kisei. That is not called Al-Kaponim, so we understand a little what the Mishnah Berurah's kasha is. Now we have to understand what is the tesis. It's very wide. Good morning. So first of all, there's two things we have to know. One thing we have to know, very wide is very vague. How wide does this have to be? So this, the Chazani says, he doesn't know. The Shia, it's wider than a bed, because by a bed we had that there's no problem of oil. The kabone is not the kabone is not loyal, so if I don't make mechitzas, it is mutab. So the loichev of a bed bisman chazal was not called very wide. This chavis was very wide. So again, we have to know, because then he says how to define it, just like it's very hard to tell someone a telephone number. We don't know all the numbers, so it's more or less. But it's very difficult to understand this halacha of rochev harbe if we don't know the exact dimensions. Anyway, but it's very wide. Now, what is the lumdus of very wide? So very wide means as follows, that the walls on all four sides are far away one from the other. And this covering somehow connects the walls. So connecting wide walls together with a covering also is a shame oil. That's how the Chazanish explains this aloha. Yeshloim בשולחן אורך חוביס איינונומי ברחוב הרבה. וכוסר המוגין אברום, now, so that is now Agavur, he brings down from Rav Chaim Knievsky in Virshu, he brings down that our garbage cans are not called very wide. So again, I don't know how the Israeli garbage can, if he's talking about a house garbage can, an outside garbage can, about Kaponim, and now we have here, and then in America, we have very wide garbage cans also. If it's not attached, the cover's not attached. Anyway, Al Koponim, we have here a Gdora, a very wide, which is also to completely cover it. But one more thing we have over here, but if we don't cover it completely, which is also difficult to understand, we're learning very difficult halachas. I didn't cover it completely. Somehow it's cold on oil, and I'm covering three quarters. No, so on these three quarters, they should be considered I'm making the oil. Somehow on this halacha of the only shame oil is stavke if it's since really it's not an oil, the machitzas we have from before, and only because it's very wide, so this is only considered an oil if I cover it completely. These are upon the guidelines. Fine. Because of a morgan of Romis have caught involved. Now, the who had been b'teva rechava, we have a very large box. Sheyesh aleo tisui, and this box, this very large box, has a cover. Imeina kavua b'sirim, and it's not attached with hinges. Also, laniach aleo b'shabbos. See, not allowed to cover it on Shabbos. So that means if I will have a box which has the dimensions of very wide, and I have a cover which is not attached, so that's this halacha. Not allowed to cover it completely. What is, if you don't have a box that is not so wide, period. Now he says another chiddush. V'heicha. Now, so we have here guidelines. We have here guidelines that a very large box, I'm not allowed to cover. A box that is not so large, so in there, and I have no intent. Again, this is a kisui, not an oil, so I'm allowed to cover. But v'heicha shemetaltula mimokim zeh lahamida b'mokim acher v'shom machaso isa osa b'chol gavni d'reyedei hamadose kilo isa mechitzeis ima kisei b'yachet. Fine. So he says now, Amir de Kechidish, that he says as follows. Let's say I have a box. I have a box over here in room Aleph. The cover of the box is in room base. So I go and take the box from room Aleph. I bring it to room base. And now I take the cover and put it on the box in room base. Zot Mishnah Berurah, you know what you just did now? You made mechitzas in room base. You just made mechitzas. You brought that by taking the box from room Aleph and putting it in room base, I just made mechitzas. And then I'm going to cover it. So even though it's not l'shem oil, but if you make first mechitzas and then agag, that is also. So by taking the box from room Aleph, that means I've been the other way around, I take the cover from room base and bring it into room Aleph, so I didn't make any mechitzas. The mechitzas were from before Shabbos. Then there would be mutas. Then there would have to be coverings. But if I take the box from room Aleph into room base, so I just made mechitzas, and then I'm going to make a cover, this will be awesome, right? So he says, now let's speak about something which was practical mizmanayim. Misudeis gedoilis, they used to make large tables. Shemanichim, now in his days they didn't have our conveniences. We have folding tables. You want to make a table, just open up the legs and you have tables. No. They weren't so sophisticated then. What did they do? They used to take barrels, and let's say have a room and I want to make 20 big tables. So I took barrels, empty barrels. They had a whole bunch of empty barrels and boards. And I took the boards and I put them over the barrels. And then, have a lot of barrels, a lot of boards. All of a sudden, from an empty room, I made a dining room with 20 tables. Gibaldi. So he says, but you know what you did? He took these big barrels, which are chachovim harbe, and you put the boards over them. So you just made a dining room, but you made an oil also. Each table you made an oil. This is large barrels, and you brought them into the dining room. So you just made the mechitzas, and then you covered them with boards. So shem yishamayim. So you are mechallel Shabbos. So what should one do? So there's a variation of what to do. Recently, Zoyer, she yahaper tzad achovis hapasuach letzad akarka. So you know what you do? Benafachu. You turn the barrel upside down. You turn the barrel upside down, so when I put the board on top of the barrel, I'm not making an oil, because the bottom chelik of the barrel is the board is resting, and there's no oil pepper. That's what you do. Pesuach letzad akalke, v'altad hasosum yaniach hashulchan chayodom. That's the thesis. If you want to make a dining room with barrels and boards, just remember one thing, turn over the barrels, and then it's shalom al yisrael. One aloch. Now, let's go further. Oid kosav. Now, but again, we have over here, okay, oid kosav. The tishkestel. Tishkestel means a drawer. A person had a table and a drawer on the table, a deep drawer. We mean that the drawer was deep a tefach. Fine. Shenishmat kulo min hashulchan. Someone wanted to pull out the drawer, and he pulled it out all the way. Now the drawer's in his hands. Fine. If the depth of this drawer is a tefach, also lachziro sha'os sha'isa oil. Now, let us just try to understand what this is also a chayyodom, but let's just try to understand what he said over here. So others say, now we're speaking about, this was a very wide drawer. We had a loch, we learned about it. Wide drawers, you're not allowed, even though you're not in the chavon loyal, it's also awesome. So Mamela, but putting back this wide drawer, I have an oil, and it should be also. So the Chazeni says he does not understand this chayyodom. He said, we only learned one thing. We learned you had a wide barrel. You're not allowed to make an oil over the barrel. And then even though the barrel was even before, not machadu l'shem oil, but a wide barrel to cover completely, rechova harbe, you're not allowed to make an oil over something that's rechova harbe. So the Chazani says, but over here, when I put back the drawer, I'm not making an oil. I'm making mechitzes. That's all I'm doing. I make the oil is the table. The table was here from before. All I did was I made mechitzes. So he says, where do we find an Issa to make mechitzas underneath an oil? We just learned you're not allowed to make an oil over mechitzas if it's Rechova Arbe, but to make mechitzas underneath an oil, the Chazanish vehemently disagrees with this halach al kaponim. And then there's another kasha that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch asks on this din. He says, good. But he says, here, the din is, we say, Ashini helps. You make first the oil, and then the mechitzas, and that's kosher. I mean, the oil, then mechitzas, that's Ashini. That's not that mean. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is, so here, there's also the same Shini. The oil is here already. And then I'm making the mechitzas after the oil. So what could be the problem? So here the Mishabura says, could be the Hayodim held the Yev, it has to be Nikir the Shilui. That means Chazal will only make us, if I bring an oil over here and I'm holding it till I bring the mechitzas, that's called a Shilui, that you see, I'm doing something different. But if you have a table over here and I just slide the jaw into the table, you don't see the Shilui, even though between you and me it's also the mechitzas are after the oil. Al kaponim, this halacha is debatable. The Hayodom asked, the Mishnah Berura asked, and the Chazanish was nekel. Fine. Okay, so now we know about jewels. Okay, now let's go. Mite Shekoyren Shlof Bank. Now, this Shlof Bank was like, it was a box. And inside the box, there was a bed. There was a bed inside the box, and it seems when they wanted to use the bed, they used to spread out this box. Somehow the box used to spread out, and then the bed inside used to spread out, and then they slept inside the box. When they finished with it, they would put together the sides of this box. Would be a little smaller. And then there was a covering over this box, and then there was a bank. He used to sit on top of it. So it was a shlof bank. It was a bench that was used to sit on, and it was used also to sleep under, and he used to take off the cover. So now, but this is also when they spread it out, it was very big. It was a chava habe. Bechemite shekoyren shlof bank, sheyesh loiki. So it is a cover, and the problem is that the eina mechuberes betzirim, but it's not attached with hinges, so it comes out. To put back the cover somehow is a problem. Ein lahazel le'akisi diyesh b'zem b'shum asiyas oil. Mikombokim ein limchais b'noigim lahokul b'cholzeh. Diyesh lam amishi yismoichu nitzpar sarai b'tparash b'ayim b'bir alochet. The Miralocha says he doesn't understand the problem, he says, because when you put it back together, then you cover it, it's not the Rechova Harbe, so it shouldn't be too much of a problem. Chaseiro Tefach, so now we just said that that this is only also if this barrel is not completely full. Kroy Meshein Malayin, the Imkain, it will be full, Enkan Oyel. When it's this obvious, yes, me akisi, ad masha besecha kuva tefach, shemochi mikroil. Vidas arrived varash, but the behol gavni aim bikisi keli misham oil. By a keli, that has a cover, there's no problem of oil whatsoever. Vahoda umber big mora lechasa is al, vahoda also big mora lechasa is al kola kuva. It looks like he wants to sieve out the wine. It's like he's sieving it. That's the Issa, not out oil. That there is an Issa, even though it's a keli, there's an Issa of oil. She does have a shine. But Cain Chavis Gedoyle Shel Mayim. That means if the problem be people say he's using it as he's making a sieve in Shabbos would be also. So by Maim it would be mutter, because Maim you don't see. Ein lachaseisa kula b'shabes k'shein b'leir kula. V'noigni l'alcha b'zei limches b'yodam sheshul ma'milismeich asanal b'seif sivkotum memches. Now let us just start Shin Tezayin. Tzeida asura b'materes b'shabes. V'shloi yishav sheif haroik b'yud b'yisifem. Had sold Sipur Dreyer Lemigdal Shahu Nitzad Boy. Now, at Sipur Dreyer, so here the Bir Aloha says, maybe it's a sparrow, Haim, he says as follows, Sipur Dreyer Haim Akhtanim Biyoisa, the very tiny birds, Hadorim Ba'anfe Ilon, they live on branches, and they sing. There's nothing to do with the halacha, but just want to know what we're talking about. She's talking about tiny birds who are, though we say in Yiddish, freie Vögel. They do whatever they want to do. They're very independent. These, that's the Sipur Dreyer. Umeiroi kotno shelat Sipur. Since it's very small, this is the Lashon Bir Aloha. Nishmetes mizovis lizovis. So it's very hard to catch it. It's very small and very quick, and it goes from one corner to the other corner. Because you're Aval toirim ubneyoyne, but pigeons and doves, ein bechlal shal sipayrim. So the first halacha we are speaking about, a tzipor dreyer, which is a small bird, which is it's very hard to catch, and that's what we're speaking about. So now, Hatzod Tzipor Dreyer LeMigdol. Now, Migdol was a type of a, we had already in our pictures, we had a picture of a Migdol. It was a type of a closet of some sort, a wooden closet. And if it's in this closet, that means like this, we're going to say a chilik. You'll get a sparrow or a tzipor dreyer into a house, you're going to shut the door. I got news for you. You're not chayim min ha-toyrat tzedot, because this bird in your house is not trapped. The only way to trap this small bird is to get it into a migdol, which is a type of a orin, a type of a box, a type of a chest. And when it's in there already, it's trapped. So now, hatzor tzipor dreyer l'migdol shel nitzad boy. So they're going to say, it's chayiv. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Haynu, what did he do? Sheposach shar hamigdol. Number one, he opened up this migdol, this closet. Va'os, that was number one. Va'osa tachbulois ad shenichnas ad sipoil l'soichai. And he did a whole bunch of tachbulois to get this small sipoil into this closet. And he locked the door. So what did he accomplish with this? He's chayav achatos. That's what he accomplished, achmonos. And this is meleches teido min ha-toire, and he's chayav avafilu leitovsoi adayim biyodoi. He's not in his hand yet, but bringing it into this secluded Migdol, ki besogroi ha-migdol, by shutting this migdol, nigmero ha-tseido. It's finished already. This bird is under his control already. Avol be-meshech nisoi le-bayis. But if he did the same thing, not into a migdol, he brought it into a house. Afol ha-bayis cotton, a small house. It's not a mansion. Nigam ha-loi noisov stumim. And all the windows are shut. And you have the small bird flying around in the house. He didn't trap the bird yet. Don't pat yourself on your back. You trapped the birds. The nature of a tzipor dreyer, the small bird, Shaine Mekabel Morris, he's very independent. V'dor Babayis Kibasode, it's no difference, he's in a house, he's in the field. Shenishmat Mizovis Lizovis, you can't catch him if it is a larger area. V'einam Yecholim L'tavso, you can't catch him, he's in the house, and thus you didn't accomplish anything yet. V'lachein einay nikra tzeda midya reise. We're not talking about midya rabbonah, but mina teire. This is not a tzeda mina teire. L'migdo shel eitz. This is a closet shel eitz. V'nasek kikluv gadol. Abivim ikan kapiyas and v'kofim l'gadolim shom.